Today I am here, Nananom, ladies and gentlemen, on my first official visit to interact with you and to support the efforts of government in ensuring quality health care for our citizens. As the First Lady of this country, I have had no greater satisfaction than working to ensure access to quality health care for our people, especially our women and children. This is the motivation behind the Lodina Foundation's medical mission, which has taken me to all 10 regions of the country. Today's event adds to the numerous such donations my foundation has undertaken in the last several years to many deprived hospital facilities across the country. Today, I am happy to be here at the Esam Government Hospital to make a presentation of medical equipment and supplies to enhance quality health care for the people of this community. These items, I believe, will help in providing better and quality health care to residents of this town who will be seeking help from this health facility. Deer West, which is one of the 22 districts in the Western region, has a population of more than 70,000 people who are predominantly cocoa and food crop farmers and contribute significantly to our nation's agriculture sector and the economy in general. For a district that makes such an important contribution to the nation's economic growth, it is necessary for us to ensure that the people are in good health to be able to go about their daily activities. The goal of the Lodina Foundation, with the support of our partners, Medshare USA and other sponsors, is to help improve health delivery and save lives in our hospitals through these donations. I believe that the provision of quality health care is not a privilege, it is a right, especially for our women and children, to live and to enjoy life with their families and in their community. Government is doing its best to upgrade our health facilities across the country, and its efforts need to be supplemented by NGOs and other charitable organizations that have access to additional resources. Malaria is the leading cause of death in this country and the major cause of poverty and low productivity. Mosquitoes breed in filth and stagnant water. Even though government, the health ministry, and other stakeholders are doing all it can to eradicate malaria, we as individuals also have a role to play. Malaria is said to be more deadly than HIV and AIDS, so we must ensure that our surroundings are clean, ensure free flow of water in gutters, and sleep in mosquito nets. Let's join forces to drive malaria out of the country. Ghana needs you, and so does your family. According to the International Cocoa Organization, in 2012-2013, approximately 60% of the world's cocoa came from Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire. As a farming community which engages in cocoa and crop farming and also share borders with La Côte d'Ivoire, it won't be out of place if I talk about the need of combat human trafficking and worse forms of child labor. On my recent visit to Côte d'Ivoire, First Lady Madame Dominique Ouattara and I affirmed our commitment to fight against human trafficking and worse forms of child labor. This is a particularly sensitive matter, and we need to work together to ensure that our farms are not worked by any labor that is believed to be trafficked or involving child labor. It is important both as an issue of the well-being of our people, as well as preventing any blacklisting of our two countries on the international commodity market for the use of illegal labor. We need our children in school. Hence, parents must ensure that their wards attend school and are catered for and protected at all times. Healthcare is a basic human right, and we must note that diseases know no boundaries. Therefore, I assure you that Lodina Foundation and the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, which I am the president, will continue organizing more medical delegations, health screening, and provide more medical supplies to our health facilities to improve healthcare delivery across the country. Finally, I want to use this opportunity to appeal to the chiefs and elders to sensitize the youth to stay out of trouble and avoid any activities that will endanger the peace of this country before, during, and after the December election. Thank you all for being with us and supporting our efforts. May God bless us all.